This is tape recording number 7510C22HASAMT3. Copyright 1975 by L. Ron Hubbard. All world performance rights reserved. This recording has been re-recorded in the audio unit of the Publications Organization in Copenhagen, Denmark. New HAS Course, Part 3, Communication and Acknowledgement, TR2. Welcome to the third Communication Course talk. In this talk, we are going to take up the subject of acknowledgements. If you'll have a look at your drawing of the communication formula, you'll notice that once a communication has arrived at receipt point and been duplicated, the cause point would have to know that his communication did in fact arrive. Otherwise, he'd be left with a mystery as to whether or not he really communicated something. This means that the receipt point in a communication cycle has the responsibility to let the cause point know that he got the communication. The word acknowledgement means letting the other person know he has been heard and understood. The best way to get the idea of the value of an acknowledgement is to observe what happens when it is missing. Have you ever seen someone become angry when he said something and no one let him know he was heard? Anyone will become upset if they give a gift and don't receive a thank you or even a smile as acknowledgement. Have you ever written a letter and not received a reply? You're left in suspense. Did they get it? Maybe they didn't get it. An acknowledgement completes the communication cycle by letting the originator know his communication was received. Loose ends are incomplete communication cycles in one form or another. When communication cycles are not completed, the result is confusion and more confusion, and peace of mind goes out the window. This confusion is simply due to an increasing number of incomplete communication cycles that persist because they have not been completed. Ending communication cycles that have been left incomplete, therefore, reduces confusion in life. When a person does a job continually without acknowledgement, he loses incentive and enthusiasm and begins to feel as if it doesn't matter whether he does the job or not. Thus, a pay raise can be an acknowledgement of one's ability. Children whose communications are not acknowledged become frantic for attention and often will be naughty to get it. This is easily handled if the parents learn about and practice acknowledgements, as well as the rest of these communication training drills. Often, people who have not been acknowledged tend to keep repeating the same communication over and over again. When a person's not acknowledged, he's stuck with an incomplete communication cycle and will keep trying to make himself heard until he accumulates so many losses on the subject that he goes into an uncommunicative apathy. The use of acknowledgments brings more order into life. An acknowledgment is saying, "I heard what you said and understand it." Now, there is a certain fault that can occur in an acknowledgment, and that is called a premature acknowledgment. This is acknowledging too soon, when the person is in the middle of saying what he has to say. This results in people explaining to you long after you understood what they said. It also gets people cross with you when they are trying to tell you something. The premature acknowledgement can be as slight as nodding your head or coaxing a person with an uh-huh after he has begun talking. That makes him forget what he was saying, makes him believe you haven't got what he said, makes him feel dull and believe that you are stupid, so he gets cross and tries to explain at great length. It's the quickest way to start the longest conversation. Have you ever known this to happen? There are various mistakes that can be made with acknowledgments, from not having any, to partial ones, to premature ones, to big overdone ones that cut a person out of communication. All of these mess up communication and can make your life miserable. This next drill will teach you how to handle acknowledgments so you can handle this with ease. Your supervisor is ready for you.